4-8-8-4, is that LK Mobile? Are you out this Friday morning?
Appointment here about 8 o'clock, but it's real close to a school, so I'm going to try to beat the school traffic here.
With that, school traffic is something else.
This building is literally right next door.
How long did it take you to fix the, or replace the hose yesterday?
10 minutes once I got the stuff to it. I had to wait for somebody to bring me the hose, but it's still not the right side hose, so I got to do it again. But it got me where I needed to be.
Bottom, so you lose most of your coolant?
Actually, it was at the very top. It wasn't the highest point, but it was real close.
Put us at. Good sign. You start smelling it, you know something's wrong.
And when I got to my next stop, I could see it leaving a trail, so I knew it was time to do something.
You said yesterday, I think you ought to be able to hold Billy accountable for that one.
Oh, his fault. Brought up blowing a hose, and now that's what to deal with.
Glad I didn't break anything.
It's part of it, you know. You drive, something's gonna break. That's the way it is.
I'm driving, or was driving. I noticed Wednesday evening there was a big puddle of oil underneath it. So it looks like it's leaking somewhere around the filter housing, but maybe not the filter itself.
Right there on the filter housing, because I'm pretty sure he just bolts on the side of the block.
For yesterday, I appreciate you. Let me spend some time with you instead of sitting at the old mechanic shop for several hours.
And I enjoyed it. Glad you rode along with me for a little while. It's nice to have some company every now and then.
Every now and then, right?
I don't think I'd want company with me every day. I don't know. The cab's a little small for two people to be in there all the time.
The big truck, it sure was small in there.
They sure didn't give any extra in that cab, that's for sure.
Understand the alone time. I enjoy being alone when it's available, not even just working, but sometimes I like going out in the woods or going down to the pond and going out in the canoe. I enjoy that peace and quiet.
But it is nice to have the radio when you can bring somebody else along with you every now and then, isn't it?
And that way you can pick and choose my company.
That's for sure.
For REM Mobile.
4-H-G.
And 4 is that LK? I haven't heard you in a while.
Jane and Patrick, sounds like you guys are off to an early day, I guess as you normally are. I'm off to an early day as well. I just haven't been on much, but everything good on this end. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day.
Once the fog burns off, it's pretty foggy up here right now.
A little foggy when I left the house, but here in TR it's really clear. And yes, we're off to an early start. I don't know if you heard, but I switched back to days a couple weeks ago, Fred. 3 weeks ago now. Have to get used to opposite schedule now.
I think I heard you the other morning. I listen a lot on this repeater, and I think I heard you mentioning that. I guess your body's got to get used to that opposite rhythm, so to speak.
It's easier to go this way and get used to going back to days than it is getting used to going to nights.
Can't believe that. I heard y'all talking about you riding with Patrick. I thought he was about ready to dig himself in a hole there a while ago when he said, you said every now and then, he said, he came back and tried to explain that, but I said he was having a little trouble coming up with words. Go ahead, Patrick.
how you phrase things sometimes. People not listening to that don't know what's going on and only picking up part of a conversation.
Yeah, kind of it. I knew what you meant, but well, it's not foggy out here in Powdersville. Well, I say I'm just going by a big pasture right now that has a lot of haze across it. I don't know if you'd call that fog or what, but I had to go to Columbia yesterday morning about this time, and between Newberry and Columbia on I-26, it was very foggy. I'd never seen it like that, but you had to slow down. It was so foggy, but not much fog out this way this morning. Go ahead, Shane.
Called fog if you're driving through it, and it's haze or low-lying clouds if you see it in the distance. It's all the same, I guess. And yeah, Fred, Patrick kept telling me that he was real busy and really didn't know if he had the time to let me ride with him, but I insisted. So no, I'm just kidding. It was fun. I always enjoy spending time with Patrick. So I'm just gonna make him feel bad there for a minute. Go ahead, Patrick.
It was nice having you tag along either way, and just nice to have some company. But because it gets lonely in that truck every now and then.
Key up. Fred will probably key up, but anyway. Yeah, I had a good time. I appreciate it. Fred, I would have had to sit at the shop for 4 hours while my truck was getting repaired, having a part replaced. So Patrick said, I'm right there all day long. And he literally was, at least the time of the day that I was with him. We were all around the shop, so it worked out really well.
It would have been a boring 4 hours if you had to wait on your truck being repaired. But I'm staying about the alone time. I'm hoping to get some of that this weekend up on the hill. Must be a pretty weekend.
Coming up here, Fred, it's supposed to be a beautiful weekend this weekend. So looking forward to that. I'm going to try to do a little bit of antenna work this afternoon after I get out of the dentist office. So try to have my antennas in a little better shape this weekend.
Well, yeah, I got some a little bit of work to do up there myself, not radio related, but got to get some hope to kind of chill out and maybe play a little bit of radio. Go ahead, Shane.
Get to relax a little bit. That's a beautiful place up there, and hope you can enjoy that radio time. And I think it is supposed to be clear, so you should have some good views, good sunsets if you're going to spend the night. I don't know if you're going to do that, but anyway, I'm going to let you guys go. I'm going to pay attention to traffic here and have a little more alone time before I have to get to work. I'm just kidding, but I will. I hope you guys have a good weekend, Patrick. Hope you can get your antennas worked out. Maybe get back on doing some HF work if you would like to do that. Fred, nice to hear you. Have a good day. And you guys have a good weekend. N4ZLK, I'll be clear.
Good day, good hearing you. Patrick, you were real scratchy on that one. I didn't get most of that, but I hope I got to stop here too and make a stop, so I'm going to have to get out of the truck. Y'all both have a good day. Good to hear both of you. 7-3, talk later. K4RM Mobile.